We'd reported on Ukraine's prime minister officially resigning because he told the Ukrainian parliament that he has it is because of the dissolution of the parliamentary coalition and the blocking of government initiatives. Joining us now is Bill Jones with the Executive Intelligence Review from Washington to discuss this further. Mr. Jones, it seems that the coalition and the new government in Ukraine is developing some cracks. How do you interpret Arseniy Yatsenyuk's resignation?
Well, I think, of course, I know Victoria Nuland is going to be disappointed because she really had appointed him as the point person for U.S. And NATO operations in Ukraine. But the Ukrainian government is indeed a mess. Comprises a lot of different figures, including many parties that are very suspect, that have their roots in the old Nazi period, and they don't always get along. And of course, as the fighting is going on in the eastern Ukraine, and as people are seeing a continuation of the bombings and the like, in spite of the fact that everybody, including the Russians, including the U.S. officially, are calling for some kind of a diplomatic solution and a ceasefire, that they're continuing in that direction. So that's obviously causing a lot of internal dissent within this government that had been kind of pasted together in the aftermath of the color revolution.
So this means we're going to see more instability in Ukraine. How much of this do you think is going to affect what we're seeing specifically happening in the eastern part of the country?
Well, obviously, the decisions are being taken in one respect in Kyiv by the president and by the government, and we'll see what kind of parliamentary grouping is put together. But I think it's going to have a very hard edge, whatever you whatever way you might want to look at. There are not a lot of people in the official so-called parliamentary grouping which are calling for some kind of negotiations with the separatists in the east. And there is a grouping within the government parties which simply want to eliminate the Russian-speaking populations in the east of Ukraine. In some respect, it reminds us of genocide. Not that they want to kill everybody, but if they can't not kill the Russian speakers in the east, but they can at least drive them across the border back to Russia. And I think there's not too much optimism that you can see coming out of the government in Kyiv. However, the situation is gaining some attention internationally, especially after the downing of the Malaysian plane, and I think the world now is more inclined to try and bring about some kind of a peaceful solution there, and that's going to be putting pressure on the government as well, putting pressure including on the U.S. government and on the NATO governments. Europe is divided with regard to the policy in Ukraine. And that may present possibilities for creating some kind of stability and at least a ceasefire at some point in Ukraine in the near future.
Very, very quickly, if you can, Mr. Jones, but right now, do you think there is that political will to quickly be done with this problem, solve it, come up with a solution to it? Because we are seeing still a lot of anti-Russia rhetoric coming from the West.
It's a very dangerous situation. We're probably closer to a war between great powers, which would be a thermonuclear war, than we've ever been since the Cuba crisis. The problem stems from Washington and London, the powers that have been pushing this, and they're using the extremists in Ukraine and the anti-Russian feeling that exists among a certain part of the population to try and weaken Russia and to weaken the alliances that Russia has with China by pulling Ukraine completely out of the orbit of Russia. That was the name of the game, and that's the name of the game today. And it won't stop until the world reacts against the dangers that it's causing for world peace.
Okay, we'll have to wait and see how this unfolds. That was Bill Jones with the Executive Intelligence Review joining us from Washington. Mr. Jones, it's always a pleasure having you with us here on Press TV, sir.